is another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Pleasanton able to get the ball into the front court. Here's another three. Zwiener up and in. Mariah Zwiener. Doesn't take long to shoot it, but it was nothing but net.
Tonight, it's the opening round of the Pleasanton Pre-Holiday Tournament as the Bulldogs battle Arapaho. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Quickly up the floor with it, the Bulldogs get it in the left-hand corner. Caleb Pritchard finds an open eight-footer. It's dancing on the rim and goes home. Caleb Pritchard with 5 points. 14-13 Pleasanton.
Tonight is the first of two meetings during the holidays for these squads. Next week, they'll face off in the opening round of the Arapaho Holiday Tournament. It's the Warriors and the Bulldogs coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And good evening, everyone, from Pleasanton High School. It's Monday Night Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show at the Pleasanton Pre-Holiday Tournament as the Bulldogs take on the Arapaho Warriors here at a girls' and boys' doubleheader. The other two teams, which are just across the street in the older gym, Litchfield and Bertrand, looking to play some basketball tonight. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank, your community bank, where they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. For Arapaho, number 14 is a 5'8 senior, Kayla Polston. Number 20 is a 5'7 sophomore, Alyssa Downey. Number 24 is a 5'7 senior, Michelle Borden. Number 40, 5'9 freshman, is Rochelle Wendland. And number 44, 5'10" senior, Michaela Wendland. The head coach of the Arapaho Warriors is Kip Stevens, assisted by Emmy Watson and Carly Chapman. Arapaho is off to a 5-1 start to the season, their only loss to unbeaten Dundee County Stratton. For Pleasanton, number 12 is a 5'2 junior, Courtney Dowell. Number 20, 5'9 senior, Nicole Rasmussen. Number 22, a 5'1 freshman, Mallory Pates. Number 34, a 5'6 sophomore, Brenna Siebert. And number 44, a 5'9 sophomore, Mariah Zwiener. Head coach Brenda Pates, assisted by Cassie Shupi. Pleasanton still looking for their first win on the season with just one senior and two juniors on the roster. And one of those juniors, Kelly Bauer, got hurt, rolled her ankle up Friday in the Overton game, and is out. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Back with more after this.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton, where we had some youngsters. I'm going to guess they're first graders, maybe second graders, singing the national anthem here tonight at Pleasanton for this pre-holiday tournament. We're glad you're along with us. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Pleasanton will move from right to left, and Arapahoe will move from left to right along your radio dial as we get things underway here today. And the opening tip going to be controlled by Arapahoe. They take it right in, get the shot away, but it won't go. Wendland has the rebound. They'll get it right back down to her on the low post. Turnaround jumper, no good. Good defense in there by Zwiener. And the rebound brought down by Brenna Sievert. Up the floor they come. Dowell has it taken away, driving in for the Arapahoe layup, and it's up and in by Kayla Polston. As Arapahoe gets the steal and the bucket, and they'll put on pressure. And this has been the problem all year for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. They just are a very young team. Most of these kids have seen hardly any varsity playing time before this year. And then you have Kelly Bauer, who's going to handle your point guard duties. She's out of the ball game with the injury. Pleasanton will break the press this time, get it long ahead to Brenna Sievert, work it down to the corner. Zwiener, who's not afraid to shoot, fires the three. It's off the heel, no good. Back to that rim, and the rebound brought down by Kayla Polston. Arapahoe wants to run. They'll lob it down low. The ball is deflected away, but out of bounds off of the Bulldogs. And it caught Mallory Pates, I think, in the nose there, so she's trying to get the water out of the eyes, and it'll be Arapahoe ball underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane, throw it into the right-hand corner to Borden. Michelle's going to drive the baseline right side. 7-foot leader, no good. Offensive rebound, Wendland. She goes to put it up, and it's taken away. Good steal in there by Courtney Dowell. And then it's taken right back by Wendland. And deflected out of bounds, but it'll be Arapahoe basketball. So a little herky-jerky here in the first minute of this basketball game. 2-0 Arapahoe. Arapahoe wants to push the pace, and Pleasanton's trying to keep up. Arapahoe goes back door on the inbounds play, and another foul going to be called this time as leaning back in to take the shot for the Arapahoe Warriors was Michelle Borden, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. The foul is going to be called on Courtney Dowell, the first of the ball game. You've got kind of a little have and have not right here. Arapahoe has been a very good basketball team the last few years and off to a good start here, where Pleasanton have been good for a long, long time, but major rebuilding project for Coach Pate. Second free throw, good after the first one was missed by Michelle Borden, so she gets one of two, and Arapahoe leads it 3-0, and Courtney Dowell brings the ball off the floor, and she's going to be tripped there by Kayla Polston, who wasn't able to keep up with Dowell that time and caught her with the hip. So the first foul here on the Warriors, and Pleasanton will take it in the backcourt. Nicole Rasmussen, and again, we saw Pleasanton play Overton on Friday. She had 10 rebounds in that ball game as Sievert brings it all the way in. Reverse layup, won't quite crawl over the rim. Good move, and Wendland will pull down her third rebound. By far the tallest player on the floor at 5'10", down there in a post position. Arapahoe going against the man-to-man defense here. They get it down low, trying to guard Dowell. The short jumper will not go for Borden, and the rebound, trying to get out of there with it, is Rasmussen, and she finally does clear it out, and another foul called. You've got Pleasanton trying to handle the ball, Arapahoe trying to steal it, and a few reach-in fouls have already been called, and that's on Rochelle Wendland. So you've got Rochelle and Michaela. Michaela's the senior, Rochelle the freshman, her first foul. Inbounds comes to Sievert at midcourt. Trying to put some pressure on her is going to be Kayla Polston. Swing it over to Dowell, trying to get it inside on a pick-and-roll. Rasmussen, and has it blocked away by Michaela Wendland. Arapahoe will push the pace up in the right-hand corner, get it to the wing, Polston, 15-footer, no good. Rebound is deflected and picked up by Michaela Wendland. And another opportunity here for a wide-open jumper on the left wing, and the 10-footer is up and in by Alyssa Downey. Arapahoe 5 and Pleasanton nothing here in the first 2 minutes of our pre-holiday tournament game. And on the inbounds pass, we've got a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Pleasanton, and Pleasanton's going to take a timeout here as Coach Brenda Pates wants to talk to her young girls about how to maybe better break the press right here with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Arapahoe leads at 5-0, and we'll be back after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back here at the Pleasanton Free Holiday Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, and Litchfield, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Coming off a Pleasanton timeout, they'll look to get it in again on pressure. The inbounds pass is deflected and stolen away by Wedland, the third Pleasanton turnover. They'll try to get it back to Michaela in the paint, and she is nearly decapitated as the ball comes loose. No foul, and it's picked up there by Arapahoe. Good move to the right side of the freshman. Wendland Rochelle will lay it off the glass and in. 7-0. Inbounds pass thrown away again, and Arapahoe just having their way with Pleasanton here in the early going, able to take it away with a little taller team, a little quicker team on this full court press. And checking into the ball game will be Mickey Ahrens, a freshman, as Arapahoe sideline inbounds play. Got it underneath. The short jumper Borden partially blocked, and it's no good. Rebound comes down to Mariah Zwiener. Baseball pass to break the press. They've got a 2-on-1. Seifert breaks it, lays it up, and it skims off the rim, and no good. The ball then goes out of bounds to the Bulldogs. Good press break that time for Pleasanton as Rasmussen fed Seifert, and her layup just rolled around the rim and off. So Pleasanton will get it underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Ahrens. This young Pleasanton team. And Rasmussen on the left wing. Throws it up top. Dowell's there. 18-footer is going to be off the iron. No good. Rebound pulled down. Rasmussen underneath. And the offensive putback is good. Nicole Rasmussen stuck with it. And Pleasanton's on the board. 7-2 Arapahoe as they break the Pleasanton pressure. And underneath we've got a foul on the shot attempt of Michaela Wendland. 7-2 Arapahoe and a couple of free throws are coming up. Foul is going to be on Brenna Seifert. That'll be her first. Each team with a couple of fouls here early on. 4:55 to go first quarter. 7-2 Arapahoe. And the first free throw is up and in by Michaela Wendland. Arapahoe already bitten by the injury bug. And Melinda Eichenberger hurt her knee, and she is going to be done for the season. And the second free throw is good, but Wendland crossed the line thinking that she needed to get in there for a rebound, and they'll wipe that one out. So the free throw is no good, and it is 8-2. Pleasanton now to throw it in. Bounce pass gets in. It cannot be handled. Pleasanton's fifth turnover. Driving in off the steel, Polston puts it up too strong. No good. And Pleasanton will get the rebound with Courtney Dowell. Dowell needs some help. She gets it over to Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens on the right side. Bounce pass back to Dowell. Long pass down the floor, and stepping in front to make the steal is going to be Michelle Borden. Borden brings it down, puts it up, and draws the foul on Dowell. Two free throws coming up, so three fouls on Pleasanton and three trips to the line here for Arapahoe. Borden was there earlier and made one of two, and she'll go back and shoot two here. Another timeout going to be called here by Pleasanton, this time a full-length timeout. So Coach Pates wants to try and slow things down here a little bit for her girls, get them going before this first quarter gets way out of hand. 8-2 Arapahoe, and we'll be back after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
As we come back out of the Pleasanton timeout, Michelle Borden's at the line to shoot a pair of free throws, and she will knock the first one down. Make it 9-2 Arapahoe. Second free throw is up, and it is in. 10-2 in favor of the Warriorettes as the Lady Warriors take the lead up to 8 and keep that pressure on. And let's see if the talking to during the timeout will help them out. And they do get it in, and up the floor comes Dowell. Had a 3-on-2. Arapahoe pretty quick. They get back and cover it. Over to Zwiener. Swings it over to Seifert. Now Pleasanton can get into their half-court offense. They want to get it inside. They just don't have the height, especially tonight against Arapahoe, as Rasmussen is really trying to post up down low. Here's the kick out pace. Back up top, Seifert. Three-pointer on the way. That one is going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Zwiener puts it back up. It's too strong. And Arapahoe will clear it out. Caleb Polston up ahead for the uncontested layup. Rochelle Wendland lays it up and in. 12-2 as Pleasanton gets it in quickly, trying to get it in before the Warriors can get their press set up. And that's half the battle as they get it up to the top of the circle to Mallory Pates. Dribbles off the pick into the corner to Dow. There's Rasmussen in the paint. Ball fake, knocked away from behind, though, sneaking in on the double team and making the steal, Michelle Borden. And up the floor comes Arapahoe. Down on the low post, turnaround jumper knocked out of the hands of Kayla Polston. And I guess we'll mark that down as a turnover. I can't call it a shot. And instead, as Pleasanton tries to get up the floor, they lose it. So Pleasanton can't get much done offensively because they can't get the ball into the front court. And into the ball game, Melissa Stubbs to give Zwiener a breather. Arapahoe ball underneath their own hoop. Kick it into the left-hand corner. Checking in, Danielle Schutz. She takes the inbounds. Now they get it over to Polston. The 16-footer of nothing but net for Kayla Polston. Her second bucket of the ball game, and Arapahoe is rolling here in the first quarter. Up the floor, trying to get through that press is going to be Pates. Good 360 dribble. She's got three Warriors on her and still able to get the ball into the front court, but they don't get a quick shot. So Stubbs will reverse it left side. Siebert, not afraid, drives baseline and will draw contact on the shot. Foul will be called on Schutz, who just entered the ball game. And we'll see our first free throws of the contest for Pleasanton. Brenna Siebert will go to the line and shoot a pair. And the first free throw is on the way, and it rattles around but won't fall. Girdles and Boys doubleheader. As the second free throw is on the way, and it is same thing. Boy, in and out and won't go. The rebound brought down by Rochelle Wendland, and up the floor she comes. Gives it off to Downey. Downey back up top, driving down the lane. Good move, and the scoop shot in and out for Arapahoe, and Polston can't get the score. It's then booted out of bounds by the Warriors. And Pleasanton will get it back. Zwiener comes in. Seifert checks out. Looks like Coach Pates is going to be limited to about seven players tonight. And Arapahoe steals the inbounds pass. They'll try a three-pointer out on a wing and rain it at home. For three is Kaylee Anderson, who just came into the ball game. Arapahoe's first three attempted is good. And a long throw to break the press is over everybody's head and out of bounds for the Bulldogs. And Pleasanton with their 10th turnover here in the first quarter. And we've still got 2:42 to go here in the opening quarter. It is 17-2. The Arapahoe girls, as expected, dominating here in the first quarter. With it on the right side of the key is Schutz. Good pressure and too much pressure. And they're going to call a foul here on Courtney Dowell. And that's going to be her third personal foul. And Pleasanton can't really afford that with Kelly Bauer already out with injury. Those are their two starting guards. And so she comes out. And Mickey Ahrens will check into the ball game. And Arapahoe will take it out right in front of the Pleasanton bench in the front court. Ashley McCoy has checked in. McCoy bounce pass right side. Get it into the paint to Amanda Lowry, or Loffrey, excuse me. Loffrey back up top. So Coach Stevens already able to substitute pretty freely here. As driving in, Zwiener will block the shot there. It stays in the hands of Arapahoe, though, and they'll reset it up top to McCoy as we've got a fresh group of kids in there. Polston, ball fake, drives, 13-footer up and in. 6 points in the quarter for Kayla Polston. 19-2, 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. The boys' game, of course, coming up at about 7:45. All the boys' teams here in this tournament very solid as Pates goes coast-to-coast but can't get it to go. Too strong. Offensive rebound, Stubbs. And Alyssa will be fouled. Foul is going to be on Arapahoe's Ashley McCoy. Her first, and the team fouls are even at four apiece. Stubbs will go to the line now and shoot a pair of free throws. First one for Alyssa. The lefty is up and no good. And a whole bunch of folks checking back into the ball game. Here's Siebert for Pleasanton. For Arapahoe, it's going to be Michelle Borden and Michaela Wendland again after a short breather. Second free throw now is on the way, and it's good. Oh, no, they're going to wave it off, say she stepped over the line. So instead of it being 19-3, it's still 19-2. And checking into the ball game is going to be Mickey Ahrens again. She just checked out. And Arapahoe will have the basketball. Wendland tries to go backdoor and tries to get it to Anderson, but it's going to be knocked away. Arapahoe's third turnover. Aarons goes coast to coast, and waiting there to block the shot is going to be Arapahoe's Michelle Borden. And it deflects right back off of Aarons and out of bounds. So it's Arapahoe basketball, a minute 30 to go here in the first quarter. 19-2 Warriors. And across the timeline with it is Loffrey. Comes to the right side, trying to set up that pick and roll. It's covered. Back up top to McCoy. Swing it left side to Borden. Borden ball fake. Swings it right side. Loffrey puts up the jumper. Got boxed out to the ground. Shot won't go. Rebound brought down by Brenna Sievert. Sievert trapped in the backcourt. Throws it away. McCoy has it. She comes in. Tries to jump stop and ends up walking with the basketball. So right back over to Pleasanton. And Arapahoe keeps the press on. Looking to get it in is Stubbs. Lobs it in, and the ball deflected back off of her. And it's going to be Arapahoe basketball because you got 5'10", 5'11", Michaela Wendland guarding the inbounds. And she just blocked it right back off Stubbs, and Arapahoe will get it underneath their own hoop. Lob it into Wendland, who took a dribble and then missed the short jumper. Offensive rebound to McCoy. Swing it right side. 10-foot jumper Borden is up and in. So Michelle Borden gets her first field goal to go with three free throws. And Pleasanton throws it in. Ball deflected and another steal. They just can't handle the basketball. And then Arapahoe walks with it after they grab it and attack the baseline. So a little sloppy right now. You've got the young Pleasanton team and a lot of the second teamers in there right now for Arapahoe. Late in this first quarter, 21-2 Warriors. Bulldogs will bring the ball across the timeline. Pates turn and hand the ball off there to Aarons. Swings over to the left side. Sievert down the left-hand corner. Stubbs on the baseline, trapped by Wendland. Just can't throw it over the top of the 5'11 post player. And it'll be Pates with the basketball. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Working around the perimeter here, looking for a shot. Sievert with it. Tries to look inside. Nothing there. Kicks it back out. Aarons drives all the way through. Baseline, reverse layup, no good. Rebound brought down by Anderson. And up the floor come the Warriors with 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Jump pass to nobody in particular. Ends up in the hands of Loffrey, who puts it up and in. And with 8 seconds to go, Pleasanton will throw it in. And from half court, Aarons will give it to Zwiener. Zwiener from about 25 feet. Her shot is no good, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. It's Arapahoe 23, Pleasanton 2. We'll be back with more on Classic Hits in a minute.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. I want to thank Athletic Director Ricky Westland and the entire crew here, as always, for their hospitality as we are the opening night of the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament. And it is all Arapahoe. In fact, just to be fair, you've got in the other gym, Litchfield, taking on Bertrand. And three of the four teams on the girls' side are looking for their first win. Arapahoe's 5-1, so they are by far the class here this year. But all the boys' teams are off to great starts, some of them state-rated. As Arapahoe will start the second quarter with the basketball and can't handle it, they'll turn it over. Well, Pleasanton turned it over 13 times in that first quarter, according to my book. 5 for Arapahoe, rebounds 9 for Arapahoe, 8 for Pleasanton. Arapahoe 1 of 1 from 3-point land, 0 of 2 for Pleasanton. Right now, the Bulldogs with the basketball. Kick it over the left wing, driving in Aarons. Little running jumper won't go for the Bulldogs, and the rebound brought down by Schutz. Schutz will push it up the floor here for Arapahoe over on the right wing to Alyssa Downey. Downey casts up the three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Mariah Zwiener, her third. Gets it off to Mickey Aarons. And Aarons will bring it across the timeline. It looks like Coach Stevens may be trying to work now on the half-court defense, taking the press off a little bit. He's already got a 23-2 lead. Knows that doesn't need to put the press on right now. That's accomplished its effort and what it was supposed to do. Sievert looked at the three, picks her dribble up, doesn't take it. Left-hand corner, Rasmussen. One dribble towards the hoop, back up top. Aarons can't get the shot away. And a travel is going to be called here on Pleasanton. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Pleasanton boys coach Bill Giffen scheduled to join us at halftime. We'll talk about their season so far, which has been pretty good, and the preview of their game tonight against Arapahoe. As the Warriors take the jumper, it's no good. Caitlin Ten Benzel's in there and got the offensive rebound. Shot inside, no good again, and Sievert will come out of there with the board for Pleasanton, and she'll push it up the floor left side. Stop across the timeline and give it off to Mickey Aarons. Zone defense being played here for the most part. They've switched up between zone and man, and now Aarons gets a look at a 12-footer. No good. There's Rasmussen with the offensive rebound, and she's fouled. Nicole Rasmussen with her third board. She'll go to the line and shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Caitlin Ten Benzel, her first and the team's fifth. Rasmussen to shoot two. Pleasanton 0 of 3 in the first quarter from the line. And for Arapahoe, they were 4 of 5. Free throw skips out. They may have to look at that rim. Everyone has been down and then spit back out here for Pleasanton. Second free throw on the way, and that one goes. So Rasmussen has all three of the Pleasanton points. 23-3 Arapahoe. 6:20 to go here in the first half. Ball tipped away, and out of bounds it goes. Getting her feet tangled up there that time was Kayla Polston. But she falls and gets right back up. Arapahoe to throw it into the front court. That's Alyssa Downey. Kicks it out towards the center line to Kayla Polston. Polston drives, kicks it on the left wing, now gets it back against the man-to-man defense here. Turnaround jumper in the paint is too strong that time by Ten Benzel. Fight for the loose ball, still loose. And Aarons is able to sneak in there and save it away. Up the floor, Rasmussen. She runs into a bunch of jerseys. Everybody out of control and down to the floor for a jump ball. The arrow will point the way of Pleasanton, so they'll get to take it out underneath their own hoop here. And to throw it in is going to be Alyssa Stubbs. Off a couple of screens into the left-hand corner. Is going to be denied there by Arapahoe. Give the Warriors credit. They are continuing to battle and play tough defense here and do what they're supposed to do. No matter what the score is, as they lead it by 20. Inbounds pass to Pates. A three-pointer is going to be too strong. And the ball will be run down to the far corner. And we may have an injured player for Pleasanton and a timeout on the floor. One of the Pleasanton players came down on their shoulder over there, or their elbow maybe, and they will come and get Mickey Aarons out of the basketball game. And it looks like she's holding her shoulder. I think she probably, she was diving for that ball, trying to get that loose rebound, got tripped up, and not much depth on this team anyway, and they'll bring the young freshman over to the bench and see if she can shake that off for a second. And Arapahoe will throw the ball in from midcourt out of the injury timeout. Over to the left wing with it is going to be Ashley McCoy. McCoy outside the arc, turns, kicks it back up top to Rochelle Wendland. Rochelle dribbles to the right elbow, cut off there, and goes back to McCoy, tries the left elbow. Ball fake, can't get the shot away. Good defense over there by Mallory Pates. Now a three-pointer at the top of the key is going to be short by Borden, and the rebound comes down to Brenna Sievert. Looks around to see if anybody's following her. She brings it all the way up. Turnaround jumper is on the way, and no good. It's going to go out of bounds and belong to the Arapahoe Warriors. If you're unfamiliar with who Arapahoe has played to start this season, they've beaten Overton, Hayes Center, Oberlin Decatur of Kansas, and a couple of good teams in Hitchcock County and Southwest the last two times out. They've already played in a little tournament called the Cattle Trail Tournament that they play in McCook the second week of the year. And Arapahoe turns it over here. That's the whistle you heard. So back over to the Pleasanton Bulldogs. 23-3 Arapahoe. We're 3 minutes into the second quarter, and Arapahoe has yet to score here. They were up 23-2 after one, so not much has changed here in the first 3 minutes of the quarter, and a lot because Arapahoe's taking the press off. Into the ballgame, Jenna Martin. Martin will take the shot. It's no good. And fighting for the loose ball, we've got a whistle. And it's going to go on Arapahoe's Caitlin Ten Benzel. That's her second. And at the line is going to be Rasmussen to shoot two free throws. And the first one is going to hit the front of the rim, no good. So a second one now coming up for Nicole. And this one on the way, a little stronger and in. So Rasmussen gets one of two again. And she's got all 4 points right now for Pleasanton. Quickly up the floor, Arapahoe with a basketball. McCoy dumps it down into the corner to Borden. Borden trying to find 10 Benzel. Throws it in the paint and getting a jammed finger, Michaela Wendland. She's trying to shake that off. In the meantime, the shot's up by McCoy on the backside, and it is no good. Nicole Rasmussen will have the rebound here for Pleasanton. Give it off to Siever on the left wing. Skip pass right side into the hands of Jenna Martin and back up top to Stubbs. Stubbs down to the baseline. Good pass to Rasmussen, but she's triple team. Boy, anytime anybody gets that ball in the paint for Pleasanton, they're just swarmed by two and three Arapahoe players. And now Arapahoe brings Brittany Brooks in. Looks like Amanda Loffrey back in. And also checking in Kaylee Anderson. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. And they end up throwing it all the way over the head of Sievert. And it's going to go all the way to the other end and out of bounds. And Pleasanton will turn it over for the second time here in the quarter. Again, the winners play tomorrow here in the big gym. And the losers will play in the consolation game across the street. And for the girls, that games are both at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Right now, Arapahoe with it on the left wing. Bring it to the right elbow and kick it over on the wing to Brooks. Brooks going to drive the baseline and then kick it out for a wide-open three, and Borden buries it. Michelle Borden nails the wide-open three from the corner, and she's got 8 points, and that's the first bucket of the second quarter for Arapahoe. And in for Pleasanton is Kara Dowell, and up the floor it's going to be knocked away. So trying to go back, McCoy for Arapahoe. Jumper won't go. Sievert has the rebound for the Bulldogs. 3:45 to go here in the first half, 26-4. Arapahoe with the lead. And Zwiener wide open, top of the circle, fires, no good. Offensive putback, Dowell won't go. And the rebound brought down by Michelle Borden of Arapahoe. And now we're back into kind of that uncontrolled track meet. Run and shoot. And the jumper on the right wing, Brooks, good looking shot, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Sievert. So nobody able to get much going here, as we've yet to have a two-point field goal in the second quarter, and we're down to the 3:20 mark. Pates has it on the left wing, dribbles through the double team, right elbow and kicks it out to Dowell. Down to Rasmussen on the baseline, lost the handle. She was excited that she had an open shot, then lost the handle over to Sievert. Sievert's shot won't go. And Anderson has the rebound, Kaylee, for Arapahoe. 3 minutes to go here in the first half, and here's another shot by Borden on the run. It's going to be no good. Nicole Rasmussen has it for Pleasanton as they move from right to left here in the first half. Back to Zwiener, open jumper from the free throw line up and in. So Mariah Zwiener, who actually shot the ball pretty good in the game at Overton on Friday night, gets her first jumper of the game here, 26-6. Arapahoe in command, but haven't done much here in the second quarter as Coach Stevens has taken the press off and substituted freely as the jumper on the right wing is going to be no good that time from Loffrey, and the rebound brought down by Nicole Rasmussen. 2:20 to go. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Here's Zwiener, free throw line again. That time it won't go. And the rebound brought down by Brooks. 2-on-2. Brooks brings it all the way down right into traffic and draws the foul on the shot attempt. And Brittany will get a couple of free throws coming up. And the foul is going to be on Mariah Zwiener. That will be her first and the team's fifth here for Pleasanton. Tomorrow night, back here at Pleasanton, and also tomorrow night on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will be hosting Axtell, and we'll have that doubleheader for you from Cope Gymnasium. Tonight on ESPN Radio, it's Monday Night Football from frigid Minneapolis as the Vikings and Bears will do battle. Kickoff is set for 7:40, about an hour and change from now. Brittany Brooks now to shoot her second free throw, and that one hits the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Stubbs for Pleasanton. Alyssa will push it up on the left wing. Back into the ball game, Mickey Ahrens after bumping her shoulder, so that's a good sign. Zwiener right side, Martin. Back up to Zwiener, and she throws it away. She just turned and threw it to where she just saw Mickey Ahrens, but Ahrens moved to come up and just take it at the point, and it was thrown away. Back over to the Warriors. And Arapahoe brings it on the right side. Loffrey with it. Up to the top of the circle. Left-hand dribble, now right. Needs some help. Still has it at midcourt. Has to finally get rid of it to Brooks. Brooks will lob it to the left-hand wing. Arapahoe basketball. We're down to a minute 40 to go here in the half. Between the circles, Ashley McCoy getting some work for the second teamers right now for Coach Stevens of the Warriors. Brooks drives in and runs right into the crew and ends up getting fouled as she tries to pass the basketball. Thought she could dribble through the double team, and there was nowhere to go. Foul's going to be on Alyssa Stubbs, her first. And our team fouls are even at six apiece, so Arapahoe will have to take that underneath their own hoop. And Kaylee Anderson to do so. Dumps it into the right-hand corner to Caitlin Tenbenzel. Now back into the corner for an 18-footer that's on the way. Anderson too strong. McCoy gets the rebound, makes some room, throws it up and in. Ashley McCoy, quite the little battler in there. The 5'3 junior, scrappy, and gets her first bucket off the offensive rebound. Here comes Pleasanton on the low block to Martin. Martin juggles it, has to throw it back to the right wing. Good catch there by Pates. She'll put up the fadeaway jumper, no good. And the ball comes down and ends up in the hands of Martin, who hands it to Stubbs. Her short jumper is good. Jenna Martin saves it there, and Alyssa Stubbs has her first bucket. 28-8 Arapahoe. We have 50 seconds to go in the first half. Warriors on the right elbow. Ball is bounced past and taken away. Steal made by Mickey Ahrens. Tries to go coast to coast. Does and scores. The freshman Mickey Ahrens helping get Pleasanton into double digits here just before the half. 28-10 as the Warriors with a basketball. McCoy, good ball fake left side, comes to the baseline, and her runner up and in. So back-to-back buckets here for McCoy, helping that score move on the Arapahoe side. 30-10 Warriors. 20 seconds to go in the half. Stubbs with it on the left side of the key. Up top there's Pates. Sag on her. She takes the jumper, had to think about it, and it's no good, but it comes right back out to her. She's looking to get another shot away. Well defended. And it's going to be taken away in the corner by McCoy, and then a foul to go along with it. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot our first 1-1 of the ball game. The foul is going to be on Mallory Pates, her first. And at the line will be McCoy shooting the 1-1 into the ball game for Pleasanton. Kayla Linden had been waiting to check in for a while. Finally, as the clock stops, she'll get in there. And now McCoy makes her first trip to the foul line here for the Arapahoe Warriors, just over 8 seconds to go here in the first half of play. And the free throw is too strong. Rebound comes out to Mallory Pates, who tries to push it up the floor for one final shot, and her outlet pass deflected, but into the hands of Linden, who banks it in at the horn. So Kayla Linden, who just got into the game, was in the right place at the right time and able to put the ball in the bucket. So you see that when Pleasanton doesn't have to fight the full court press, they can kind of at least settle down a little bit and worry about their offense. But Arapahoe put up 23 in the first quarter and then put it on cruise control in the second. And at the half, it's the Arapahoe Lady Warriors 30 and the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs 12. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Classic Hits 98.9, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dawgs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half of our girls' game, it is Arapahoe 30 and Pleasanton 12. And at halftime of the girls' game in the other boys' game in the other gymnasium, it is Litchfield 18 and Bertrand 17. And coming up next here, we've got the boys' contest between Pleasanton and Arapahoe, and Pleasanton coach Bill Giffen joins us here at the half. And, Coach, For the girls, Arapaho, we've said it. I mean, you don't have to be a genius here. Arapaho's 5-1, and the rest of the teams are trying to get things started this season. They're all looking for a win. That's not the case on the boys' side. You got four quality boys basketball teams here that like to play defense, and you guys like to put a few points on the board yourself. We saw you on Friday night, your only loss of the season to Overton, defending state finalists, 4-1. And we joked a little bit after the game, man, you were with them the whole way, just all those rebounds and couldn't get a few of them put back. So you're five games in. I guess the question is, how do you feel about the way your Bulldogs have been playing?
Oh, we've done some good things. But in this string of four games in 5 days, you'd about like to, you know, have a practice session in there somewhere, because then you get a chance to look at video, and I'm not smart enough to pick up everything in the actual playing time, but you'd like to work on some things. The layups, the missed layups we had, I counted 13, and that's an unlucky number.
It's a bad number, my man.
Yeah, yeah. So you'd like to get in the gym and get a little time and you know, pound some bags at them. But, you know, the effort inside, the post players and everything, we out-rebounded Overton, but just converting, putting them back up, finishing plays, that's a big deal. You got to be able to do that.
And after the Overton game, Pleasanton came back and had no problem with the young Wilcox-Hildreth team that's trying to rebuild over there. And then tonight you get a chance to look at a Arapaho team that I would think would kind of match up. I haven't seen them play yet, but knowing Coach Braithwaite's teams, it would be a little more similar to an Overton team, an athletic team, a team that likes to bang around a little bit. Is that what you're anticipating tonight?
Yeah, they've got good quickness at about all positions. I think any one of them can bring the ball up the court, and so it'll be a good test for us, definitely.
Well, and again, that's the one thing. You got 15 guys suited up. You're going to run 8, 9, 10 of them in there at different times throughout the day to keep them fresh, to keep the pressure on. You got a lot of kids that aren't afraid to play basketball. It seems like it's been the way before you were the head coach, while you're the head coach, is that you've always had some depth, and usually those kids aren't in there just to play defense. They can all run the offense and know what to do when they're in there.
Well, I think you're right. You know, if you play up tempo or want to play up tempo, you got to play a few more than six or five. So it's probably only been one year when I've been here when we went with a 6-man rotation, and then we had a 7-footer in there. So so that would tend to make up for a lot of things, but we'd like to go 8 or 9. If we can go 10, you're working on building depth, and there's been some kids down the bench that have showed some things. So,
and some of your kids are seniors, but you got a heck of a ton of juniors on this basketball team that are looking to get going. Maybe a couple of younger kids that will come along later in the year, but boy, a solid junior class to kind of complement these seniors for you, and it seems like they've been coming along. Are you deeper than you thought you would be this point in the season, or did you see this coming?
Well, of course, you got summer ball to go out, and then you kind of throw that away, because sometimes we hit the winter, it's a little different. But yeah, you know, there's some kids that you look at, you know, a couple three months make a big difference in some of those. The kind of light goes on, and so you don't know, and they kind of jostle around position and who you think. But you want to challenge some kids, you know, if he's 8 or 9 or wherever he's at, give them some minutes and see what they do. Sometimes they'll surprise you and do some things. But I think, you know, if we can get down to having at least 8 that we can trust and another couple that can do some things, we'll be in good shape.
Well, keep them out of foul trouble, and we should have another good ball game tonight. Bill, thanks for giving us a few minutes here at halftime. We'll talk to you afterwards.
No problem. Thanks for covering us.
We'll take a break here at halftime of the girls' game. Arapaho leads it 30-12, and we're back in a minute at Pleasanton.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at your first half numbers for Pleasanton. Courtney Dowell has a rebound. Kara Dowell has a rebound. Nicole Rasmussen, 4 points, 6 rebounds. Mallory Pates, 2 rebounds. Mickey Aarons, 2 points and a rebound. Jenna Martin has a rebound. Alyssa Stubbs, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Brenna Sievert has 6 rebounds. Kayla Linden has a bucket. And Mariah Zwiener, 2 points, 3 rebounds and a block. I had Pleasanton for 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 15 in the second. Free throw shooting 0 of 3 in the first, 2 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting 0 of 2 in the first quarter, 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers 13 in the first quarter. And then Arapaho took the press off, just 5 of the second quarter for Pleasanton. Foul situation, Courtney Dowell does have 3. And remember, Kelly Bauer is out tonight. She did not play against Wilcox-Hildreth Saturday, got rolled up her ankle in the Overton game on Friday. And so one of the starting guards not able to play tonight. 3 fouls on Dowell, nobody else with more than one. 12 points at the half, 23 rebounds, 2 out of 7 at the free throw line, 0 of 3 from 3-point land, 1 block, but 18 turnovers for Pleasanton. For Arapaho, Brittany Brooks has a rebound, Amanda Loffrey has 2 points, Kayla Polston 6 points, 3 rebounds, Alyssa Downey 2 points, Michelle Borden leads the team with 8 points, a rebound and a block, Danielle Schutz has a rebound. Kaylee Anderson hit the game's first 3. She has 3 points, 2 rebounds. Rochelle Wendland, 4 points and a rebound. Ashley McCoy, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Michaela Wendland has 1 point, 4 rebounds. And Caitlin Tenbenzel had 1 rebound. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 5 in the first, but 0 of 3 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 1 of 1 in the first, 1 of 3 in the second. Turnovers for the Warriors, 5 in the first quarter, 3 in the second. The only player with multiple fouls is Tenbenzel. She has 2. 23 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Arapaho has 30 points, 16 rebounds, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 4 of 8 from the free throw line, 2 of 4 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 8 turnovers at the half. It's Arapaho 30 and Pleasanton 12. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
To start the second half, it will be Arapaho basketball, and the Warriors will get it in low to Michelle Borden, and she is going to draw the foul here. So just 7 seconds into the second half, she's at the line. The foul's on Mariah Zwiener, which is her second, and the free throw is up and in for Borden, the game's leading scorer with 9 points. Second free throw up, and it is in, so Borden into double digits now with 10 points. And it's 32-12 at the other end, driving and shooting. Pates, no good, got her own rebound. It's blocked in there by Wendland. The ball is still loose, and it is going to be a tie-up, and Arapaho is laying out of bounds, so they're just going to say that it is Pleasanton basketball. So the Bulldogs will take it out underneath their own hoop and Pates to do so as they box the lane here. Seifert comes into the corner. She's covered. Now they look for the late cutter, Rasmussen, and it's going to be deflected away. Stepping in front, Alyssa Downey. Looks like the same 5 starters out there for both ball clubs here to start the second half. For Arapaho, that's Polston, Downey, Borden, and both the Wendlands. And for Pleasanton, that's Courtney Dowell, Rasmussen, Pates, Sievert, and Zwiener. Dowell into the right-hand corner. Sievert open, 12-footer. Off the iron, no good. Rasmussen, offensive rebound. She's fouled. Nicole Rasmussen, from what we've seen, she's a rebounder, and she's going to go to the line and shoot 2. She is 2 of 4 at the line, has 4 points. And this free throw is up and in. So 5 points now for Rasmussen. 32-13. The foul was called, by the way, on Michelle Borden, her first. Second free throw also good. So hitting a pair that time is Rasmussen, and up the floor comes Arapaho. Pushing it on the right side is Kayla Polston. onto the wing. Picking up the dribble is Downey. Tried to get it inside. It's covered. Back out top to Polston. High post to Wendland. Good ball movement there by the Warriors, but no shot. And now Polston runs right into the double team and walks with a basketball. Simple case of what we saw in the first quarter when Arapaho decides not to press. It's been a lot more even basketball game, and they have decided not to press since the end of the first quarter when they were up 23-2, and gives Coach Kip Stevens' team things to work on. That half-court defense, 1-3-1 zone, it looks like they've slid into here. Up top with it is going to be Pates. Drives to the high post, kicks it out, Sievert. Right wing, they'll go. Dowell has it back up to Sievert. Brenna drives to the high post, cut off there by Wendland. Double-teamed, and Rochelle's going to take it away. First Pleasanton turnover. The freshman goes coast-to-coast, puts it up no good. Might have been fouled. Rebound, put back up. It's no good that time by Alyssa Downey, and up the floor with it comes Courtney Dowell. All the way down and scores. Boy, she had to weave her way through traffic and able to find the glass and bank it in. 32-16. Arapaho wants to one. They get it down to Wendland. Double team. Back out. Borden for three. It's in and out. No good. Rebound is an offensive board by Rochelle Wendland, and she is fouled. Most of the fouls have occurred in the paint and result in free throws. And two free throws coming up. The foul is going to be called on Brenna Sievert. Her second foul of the half on Pleasanton. And the free throw by Rochelle Wendland, in and out, no good. And checking back in now for the Bulldogs will be Stubbs and Ahrens. Again, you've got one senior and one junior that's suited tonight for Pleasanton. Second free throw is set on a rim, won't go, but Wendland gets the rebound. Michaela comes in and gets the offensive board, and they'll reset it. Kick it out, now back in to her, and she's fouled, so she'll go to the line. So Michaela Wendland, who has just 1 point in the basketball game, is going to shoot some more free throws, and the foul is going to be on Alyssa Stubbs. That'll be her second. So you've got three players with two, and Courtney Dowell, who started the second half with three. And the free throw is on the way, and no good. So Arapaho, after being 4 of 5 at the line of the first quarter, 4 of 8 at the half, and 2 of 5 already in this quarter. Second free throw, though, is good. So shooting 50% here in the second half, and 3 points of the third quarter so far, all from the line, obviously, for Arapaho. Driving the baseline, Stubbs then stopped and couldn't keep it stopped. Picked up that pivot foot. Turnover number 20 here for the Lady Bulldogs. Boys game will follow. So don't forget that's coming up at 7:45. 4-2 Arapaho, 4-1 Pleasanton. As Borden got in too deep, shot no good. Pates will run out of there with the ball for the Bulldogs. All the way to the baseline, hanging with her is Rochelle Wendland. And Wendland will pick her pocket as she went to shoot the ball. Outlet pass, Downey. Downey to the baseline, looks for some room and a double dribble. Arapaho is trying so hard to get down the floor that they're kind of going a little too quick here. And have turned it over a couple of times where they weren't in the first half. Back into the ball game is Sievert for the Bulldogs. Zwiener's in there. Rasmussen's in there. Pates and Dowell. Sievert into the corner. Rasmussen. 16-footer, no. Skip pass right side. Pates tries to back into the land of Giants. One-hand jumper. Won't go. Rebound brought down here by Arapaho and Michelle Borden. Borden fires it underneath. Wendland's there, and she got hammered. Mallory Pates with the foul, and that's 4 fouls in 2.5 minutes here on Pleasanton, all warranted. Pates came in there and fouled Wendland hard, and Rochelle, who missed too early in the quarter, will try and even that out here and hits the first one. She's got 5 points, 34-16. Arapaho has led the whole way. And the second free throw is going to be in and out, no good. But big sister Michaela comes in there and got the rebound. Didn't get the shot, kicks it out. On the wing, Polston. Polston trying to lob it in to Wendland and overthrows her, and Sievert comes out of there with it. Third turnover of the quarter for Arapaho, trying to get it back Polston, but Sievert saw it, kicks it in the wing. Dowell for three, and it's good. Courtney Dowell hits the three-pointer, the first of the ball game here for Pleasanton, 34-19. Arapaho up top. They try and answer with a Borden three. That's off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Rochelle Wendland is put up. It's no good. And the rebound to Courtney Dowell. Outlet pass the other way is going to be tipped out of bounds and stay with Pleasanton. 34-19. Arapahoe with the lead. Remember, they were up 23-2 at the end of the first quarter. And Pleasanton will inbound it. Left wing, Rasmussen skips it over to Seifert. 15-footer from the right elbow. Rattles out. No good. And the rebound brought down by Michaela Wendland. That's her seventh. And Arapahoe long pass. Numbers aren't there. They hit the trailer. Polston back into the corner. A three-pointer. Downey is off the iron. No good. Another offensive rebound for Michelle Wendland. Kicks it out for another three. That one's no good by Michelle Borden. And the ball will go out of bounds to the Bulldogs. So a lot of shooting, but not a lot of scoring, especially for Arapahoe. Boy, they have really struggled here since the first quarter. Just three field goals, and both of those were by Ashley McCoy. And a carry going to be called here on Pleasanton. Nobody was on Courtney Dowell. It just took a funny hop, and she gets called for the carry. So Arapahoe will throw it in at midcourt, trying to get something going here. Only free throws in the second half. Give and go. Baseline leaner will not fall for Borden. Got her own rebound, and that one's up and in. Borden wasn't going to be denied that time. She just kept battling in there and gets that bucket. It's 36-19. Warriors with the lead. Here's Dowell firing an 18-footer as she brought the ball up. No good. Going to be deflected to Mallory Payne. So the Bulldogs will get another opportunity. Her outlet pass, trying to get it to Zwiener. It's knocked away. Steal is made by Downey. Over to Wendland, and Rochelle will take it to the hoop and score. 38-19 Arapahoe, and Pleasanton is going to call a timeout, a full-length timeout. They'll have two remaining. So with 3:42 to go in the third quarter of play, it's Arapahoe 38, Pleasanton 19 at the Pleasanton Pre-Holiday Tournament on Classic Hits.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Out of the timeout, Rasmussen's going to get the shot for Pleasanton. It's no good. Schutz has the rebound for Arapahoe as they've subbed in a few kids, including McCoy and Loffrey. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Stay with Arapahoe. Let's try and get to the five on the floor. Kaylee Anderson also in there. And the fifth player has been Ten Benzel. And Caitlin will take the inbounds pass here for Bertrand, or for Arapahoe, try to get it out top. Bertrand and Litchfield will play their girls' game at 7:45 in the other gym. The boys' game was at the half, the last score that we had at halftime. It was 18-17 Litchfield in that defensive battle. Ball turned over here by the Warriors and comes back over to the Pleasanton Bulldogs. So Pleasanton will have it on the jump ball. 3:05 to go here in the third quarter. Rasmussen drives in and got hacked on the shot. Didn't go, and Nicole will go back to the free throw line. And the foul is going to be called on Schutz of the Warriors. That'll be her second of the half here on Arapahoe. Nicole Rasmussen's free throw is off the front of the iron, won't go. Shooting 50% at the line so far tonight. This is her fourth trip there. She is 4 of 7 and makes this one, so 5 of 8. She's got 7 points, and it's 38-20 Arapahoe with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, Bertrand, and the bounce pass to McCoy. Dowell got in front and punched it away. Couldn't stay in bounds with it. But good hustle there by the Pleasanton Bulldogs in front of the fans on the far side. For the first time this year, they've moved the benches here at Pleasanton. They are on the opposite side of the gym where we're at now. Inbounds pass comes to Loffrey. She'll put the jumper up, no good. Trying to run it down to the far corner. Finally, Schutz will have it, and Arapahoe will try again. Over to McCoy, left side of the key, puts the ball on the floor to the right side, dishes it off for a 19-footer. That's up and in by Kaylee Anderson. Her second bucket to go along with a three in the first quarter, and the lead is 20 again, 40-20. Pleasanton skip pass right side, Dowell. She'll take the quick three, and it's going to be off the iron, no good. Offensive rebounder Rasmussen throws it up and won't go. And out of bounds to stay with Pleasanton. Rasmussen's getting shots on the inside, but not able to make many of them. She's missed a couple, but fouled four times inside. Sievert's going to come out and stubs. Will come out, Sievert comes in. And Brenner to throw it in. From underneath her own hoop, kicks it out on the left wing to Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens back in the corner to Dowell for the three. It's short that time off the iron, and the ball comes down into the hands of Ten Benzel. Ten Benzel on the outlet pass, gets it over to Loffrey. Loffrey, good crossover dribble, got fire defender, but missed the layup. And Rasmussen has her ninth rebound here for the Bulldogs. And up the floor they come. Sievert, unguarded, doesn't want the three. Back up top, they'll go to Mickey Ahrens. Right side to Dowell, into the middle. There's a jumper from 9 feet that will not go. Zwiener. Rasmussen, another offensive rebound, and this time the putback is good. 5 points in the quarter, 9 of the game for Nicole Rasmussen, and she's got 10 rebounds, so she's a point away from the double-double. 40-22 here. Arapahoe, though, in control and have been since the opening tip, basically. They were up 23-2 at the end of the first quarter, then took the press off, but it's kind of been a stalemate since then. A lot of the second-teamers have seen significant playing time here for Kip Stevens. As the ball gets deflected out of bounds, and coming in for Arapahoe is going to be Brittany Brooks, and for Pleasanton is going to be Mallory Pates. Again, Pleasanton kind of extending their rotation as the game has went along, but playing without Kelly Bauer, one of their starters, after she hurt her ankle in Friday night's game at Overton. Sievert's going to block the three-point attempt here for Arapahoe, picked up by Zwiener. She brings it down the floor, trying to find Dowell, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by the Warriors. So good defense that time by the Bulldogs. And Arapahoe will set up defensively as Pleasanton has it underneath their own hoop. Pates to throw it in. Looks for the cutter. Over to Dowell. Ball fake. Ten Benzel got a hand on it, so she'll readjust. Shots up too strong. And Loffrey has it. Gets it over on the left wing to Brooks. Under a minute to go. Third quarter, 40-22. Arapahoe wide open underneath for the short jumper. It is missed by Schutz after Loffrey put it right on her hands. And nobody can grab the rebound. It's tipped out of bounds. Arapahoe will get another chance here. And Kaylee Anderson to throw it in. Looking for some movement. Bounces it into the lane. There's five people there. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Arapahoe. So they'll try it again from underneath their hoop. Just move it to the other side of the lane, the right side of the lane as we view it. And again, Anderson to throw it in. Deep into the right-hand corner, they go to Ten Benzel. Back on the wing, they'll go to Loffrey. Loffrey holds the ball above her head, lost her dribble. Gives it off there to Brooks. Brooks tries baseline, has some room, skips it off the glass and scores. Brittany Brooks with her first bucket of the ball game. 42-22, Arapahoe, 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Up the floor with it comes Dowell to Pates, over to Sievert. Brenna's been quiet offensively a little bit lately, and the ball taken away. Reaching in to make the steal is Kaylee Anderson. 15 seconds to go. Long pass down the baseline. It's blocked away from behind by Zwiener, but then it falls right into the hands of Brooks, who fires up the jumper. No good. Ball deflects out of bounds, and it is going to belong to Pleasanton. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Can they get a shot away? Into the front court, Sievert. Sievert walked with the basketball as getting a hand on it was number 10, Brittany Brooks. She came flying by, stuck her hand out, and able to force Pleasanton into the travel. 3 seconds to go here. Arapahoe ball in the back court, wide open at the half court line is Loffrey. Loffrey, the 28-footer at the horn, is good! And Amanda just cast it up from the hip and knocked it down, and she has her first bucket of the basketball game. And at the end of three, Arapahoe with the 23-point lead. It's 45-22, Arapahoe leading here at Pleasanton. And we're back with the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Pleasanton as the Bulldogs will get the ball to start the fourth quarter in our girls game. First game of our girls and boys doubleheader at the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament, and a reach-in foul going to be called here on Brittany Brooks of Arapahoe. Her first and the team's third. 45-22 Arapahoe with the lead. And it is the starters mixed in there to start this second or this fourth quarter of play here. And with the basketball is going to be Brenna Sievert. She decides to drive into the paint. The jumper is no good. Ball is deflected out of there. Brooks able to save it. Shove it over into the hands of Michelle Brownden, and she will bring it into the wing. Shot no good by Wendland. After Borden passed it off, a couple of players hit the deck, and we've got a whistle. Foul is going to be called on Arapahoe. Kayla Polston with her second personal foul. Each team now with four fouls here in the second half, and it'll be Pleasanton with the basketball, trying to get a little something going here. Courtney Dow and Nicole Rasmussen had all their points in the second quarter, and we've got a turnover and a foul to go along with it. Pleasanton now with 26 turnovers in the basketball game. 13 of those came against that pressure in the first quarter. Then Arapahoe took it off. The foul here is on Mallory Pates, her third, and Arapahoe with the basketball. With it on the right wing, trying to some help, is going to be Polston. Finds Brooks. She'll float it up there. It's no good. Running it down is going to be Schutz. Daniel Schutz is in there. Gets it into the paint. And the turnaround jumper, Michaela Wendland, is up and in. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Goes with a couple of free throws. And it's 47-22 as Arapahoe starts to pull away again here in this basketball game. Bulldogs with the right-hand corner. Rasmussen trying to drive the baseline. Picks her dribble up, swings it out to Zwiener. Zwiener's pass tipped out of her hands by Brittany Brooks. So Pleasanton will take it out on their own baseline. Don't forget the boys' game will follow. It'll tip off right around 7:45. Maybe even a shade earlier if it doesn't get crazy here in this girls' fourth quarter. As Rasmussen tries to force it inside, the ball's tipped and taken away by Wendland, and up the floor come the Warriors, setting up for the long-range jumper, and getting fouled on it is Brenna Sievert. Going to the line is Michelle Borden. Sievert with her third personal foul, and a couple of free throws coming up here for Michelle Borden, who is the game's leading scorer with 12 points. She's got three rebounds and a block. She's 5 of 6 from the free throw line, and this one is going to be short. Second one coming up with 6.5 to go here in the basketball game. And the free throw is good. So 1 of 2 there for Borden. 13 points for her, and it's 48-22. A little 9-3 run being put on here by Arapahoe into the corner. Rasmussen throws through the lane and into the crowd, trying to get it to Brenna Sievert. And another Pleasanton turnover. And it will be Arapahoe ball in front of the Pleasanton bench over there, or in front of the Pleasanton fans, we should say. Try to lob it in to Wendland again. That time the jumper is going to be no good by Michaela. Rebound picked up, though, and fired up by Polston. Polston can't get it to go, and Sievert will have the ball for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. First rebound of the half for Brenna, 7 in the ball game. Courtney Dow in the backcourt working there on Brooks. Got Byer, kicks it off to Sievert. Still about 24 feet away from the hoop. Left-hand corner, skip pass. Rasmussen tries to get it over there to Dow. It's taken away by Michelle Borden. Borden takes it in, but missed the layup, and then an over-the-back foul on Arapahoe. Arapahoe has missed a few layups in this basketball game. And the foul this time is going to be called on the Warriors, Kayla Polston, who is trying to run down the offensive board. 5:45 to go here in the basketball game, and it is 48-22 in favor of Arapahoe. Pleasanton nearly turns it over, but they call a kick. And five new faces coming in here for Arapahoe as Coach Kip Stevens is mixing in starters with second-team players. On the floor, you've got Rochelle Wendland, along with Kaylee Anderson, Alyssa Downey, Amanda Loffrey, and McCoy is in there as well. Here's a three for the Bulldogs. It's going to be too strong for Courtney Dowell, and nobody lets the rebound grab them. In fact, Arapahoe had position. They just decided to let it bounce out of bounds and bring it in themselves. Back in for Pleasanton is going to be Alyssa Stubbs, and also checking in is going to be Mickey Ahrens. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Bisco Sports postgame show. We'll run down the final stats for you and then get you ready for the boys' game. 48-22, Arapahoe with the lead. 5:22 to go here in the ball game of our girls' contest. Off the inbounds of the side, they wing it to the weak side to Loffrey, but she's well covered. Gives it to McCoy. McCoy, bounce pass down low. Turnaround jumper, Rochelle Wendland up and in. Good, tough bucket that time by Arapahoe and Rochelle Wendland with 9 points. 50-22, and Pleasanton's been stuck on 22 for a long, long time. They've yet to score here in the fourth quarter. Brenna Sievert to the right side, goes to the high post to Pates. Mallory, couple of dribbles into the double team, over to Sievert. Sievert's going to go ahead and take that three, and it's off the mark, too strong. Backside rebound to McCoy. Ashley with her third rebound. Up the floor come the Warriors. Jumper left wing in transition. Kaylee Anderson, no good. Offensive rebound. There's another one for McCoy. Got a board at each end. Now trying to get it inside, and stepping in and taking it away will be Mariah Zwiener. First turnover of the fourth quarter here for Arapahoe. 4.5 to go in our game. Stubbs brings it up. Up top she'll go to Mickey Ahrens. And Ahrens going to be called for the travel. And that's the 30th turnover for the Bulldogs. And number 30, Jenna Martin, will come in. As always, we want to thank the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the year. And tonight's pre-holiday basketball from Pleasanton has McCoy. Puts the head down, drives right side of the key, kicks it off into the wing, gets it into the hands of Anderson, and then her pass is going to be knocked away. At the other end, driving and shooting is Ahrens. Can't finish in traffic, and the board brought down by Loffrey of Arapahoe. Amanda will push it across the timeline with 4 minutes to go. Stop, looking for Downey, but she's covered, so she'll go left side to McCoy. Against the Pleasanton man-to-man, and Jenna Martin too closely guarding. And that'll be her first foul, but it is the seventh team foul, so Arapahoe shooting free throws the rest of the night. Checking in for Pleasanton, Kara Dowell and Kayla Linden. And for McCoy, she will go to the line here to shoot the 1-1. Ashley is 0-1, has 4 points. Both those buckets came in quarter number two. Free throw up and right through for Ashley McCoy, her fifth point. 51 on the board right now for the Arapahoe Warriors, which is just about their average. They have been in the upper 40s to low 50s most of the ball game. Second free throw is no good. Nobody can grab the rebound. It'll be Pleasanton basketball, and Caitlin Tenvenzel will check in for the Warriors. Doug Gooda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, Arapahoe, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. It's been Arapahoe in control the whole way. They were up 23-2 after one, and they have shut out Pleasanton so far in the fourth quarter as Kara Dowell takes the shot. The 12-footer rattles out, and the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds by Arapahoe, so Pleasanton tries again. 3:36 to go in our game, 51-22. The Warriors will go to 6-1 when we're done. Inbounds pass to Linden. Her jumper off the glass won't quite go, and the rebound to Rochelle Wendland, her fifth. Up the floor comes Arapahoe. Outlet pass, right-hand corner. Three-pointer is on the way by Kaylee Anderson. No good. Long rebound comes out to Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens tries to find Dowell. The ball knocked away. It was a little bit behind her. And Alyssa Downey will come up with the loose basketball. And Arapahoe back on offense into the front court. Wendland down to Tenvenzel, who dropped it. Now the ball's loose on the floor, and Pleasanton dives on it. Mickey Ahrens saves it. And Arapahoe will give it right back. 3 minutes to go, still 51-22. Pleasanton up top. There's a jumper, Ahrens from 14. It won't go, and the ball's pulled down on the backside by Rochelle Wendland. Somebody just trying to get some points on the board. It's been pretty stagnant here for a while. Jumper by Anderson, no good. Following the play, Rochelle Wendland has the offensive putback, and finally, the scoreboard moves with a bucket. 53-22, Arapahoe, 2.5 to go in the basketball game. And Alyssa Stubbs has it on the left wing, picks her dribble up, goes back up on the left side of the key to Ahrens. Back into the corner to Martin. Martin, couple of dribbles and reaching in and knocking it away is Alyssa Downey. but it's not picked up cleanly, and Pleasanton saves it to Stubbs on the right side. Jumper no good. Kaylee Anderson will get the board. She'll give it to Loffrey. Baseball pass to the other end, high in the air to make the catch. Alyssa Downey now gives it back to Wendland, to Ten Benzel, who's open underneath the hoop. She spins and puts it off the glass and scores. Caitlin Ten Benzel with her first bucket of the ball game. 2 minutes to go, 55-22 in favor of the Warriors. Pleasanton basketball, right side of the key, and Pleasanton's going to call a timeout so that a bunch of kids can get checked into the ball game. 1:52 to go in the contest. It's 55-22 Arapahoe, and we'll be back after this.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we're back here at Pleasanton again, thanks to Ricky Wessler, the athletic director, and Ron Wymore and all the folks here for their hospitality at Pleasanton, day one, night one of the Pleasanton Free Holiday Tournament. Marina Royal has checked in here for the Bulldogs, who have the basketball. She's out there with Kara Dow, along with Ahrens and Stubbs and Martin. Or excuse me, Linden and Martin. Ball's taken away, and at the other end, the layup is up and in by Kayla Polston, who got fouled. And she's got a three-point attempt coming up here. She'll have a free throw on the way to try and complete that three-point play. Arapahoe's outscored Pleasanton 12-0 so far here in the fourth quarter. Foul on Kayla Linden is her first. And Polston will shoot her first free throw of the night. It's on the way and rattles out. No good. Offensive rebound put back up by Michelle Borden. Won't go. She gets it again. Won't go. And another foul on Pleasanton. And that will send Borden to the line as Coach Stevens has mixed in starters and second teamers. So that's why you see a little bit out there. I always like that. You get somebody that can handle the ball, can run your offense, and help the younger kids out. The foul shot is up and in by Borden. 14 game high for Michelle Borden. Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. Brooks checks back in for Arapahoe, and Polston will check out. So Arapahoe will play in the winner's bracket game tomorrow night. Pleasanton will play for third place. Second free throw is up, and it is in. And Borden will also check out of the ball game for Amanda Loffrey. 59-22 with a minute 24 to go. Arapahoe will go to 6-1. Pleasanton will fall to 0-6. With the basketball is going to be Ahrens. Making it across the timeline. Gets it to Martin. Gets a screen there from Ahrens. Dribbles right side. Gives it to Dowell. Goes through the lane. It's covered. And the steal is made by Danielle Schutz. Schutz with the steal. And up the floor come the Warriors. On the right side, Brooks gets it underneath. Nice pass. Schutz can't finish. Offensive rebound. Ten Benzel puts it up. No good. And a foul call. Foul is on Arapahoe. Danielle Schutz trying to get the ball back off the miss. Her third of the team, sixth. So no free throws, and Pleasanton will bring the ball up the floor. And across the timeline they come with under a minute to go into the right-hand corner. It'll be Kayla Linden back out on the wing. Ahrens wrap around to Linden. Turnaround jumper is going to be blocked, though. Good defense by Caitlin Ten Benzel, and Arapahoe will come out of there with a basketball. Into the front court with it is Amanda Loffrey. Over the left wing, McCoy, 19-footer. Off the front of the iron, no good. Long rebound, tracked down by Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens trying to beat everybody back. Good crossover dribble, but can't make the layup. She got an opening and spun it off the iron, no good. Ten Benzel with the rebound. 20 seconds to go in the basketball game. Misco Sports postgame show is next. McCoy dribbles to the free throw line, has some room. Great pass to Ten Benzel, but she can't make the six-footer. And the rebound brought down by Mickey Ahrens. Over to Martin, back to Ahrens, 8 seconds to go. One more shot attempt here. Martin, top of the key. She'll fire up the three-pointer. It's off the front of the iron, no good. And that will be the end of the basketball game. And your final score here tonight, it went pretty much as expected. Arapahoe got the win here this evening by a score of 59-22. And for Pleasanton, 2 points in the first quarter, no points in the fourth quarter. Got most of them here in the middle two quarters. We'll take a break and be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this. Timeout on KKPR.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dawgs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to Pleasanton High School. Doug Duda with you as we bring you the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. It's the week of Christmas. They wish you and yours the happiest of holidays and remind you they're open late until 8 every night this week and until 2 on Christmas Eve Day for your shopping needs. Right now, all Husker apparel, 20% off. They've got a great selection of Husker apparel. They've got UNK, they've got the Huskers, they've got Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, and also men's college hoodies and NFL hoodies, 25% off. Plus, getting ready for the first of the year, going to work out that New Year's resolution. They've got a whole new set of weights and dumbbells in at Misco Sports. Here's a look at the final numbers of the basketball game, and we will start with the Pleasanton Lady Dawgs this evening. For Courtney Dowell, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Kara Dowell had 1 rebound. Nicole Rasmussen led the team with 9 points and a game-high 10 rebounds. Mallory Pates had 6 rebounds. Mickey Ahrens, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Jenna Martin, 1 rebound. Alyssa Stubbs, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Brenna Sievert, 7 rebounds and a block shot. Kayla Linden, 2 points. And Mariah Zwiener, 2 points, 3 rebounds and 2 blocks. I had Pleasanton for 23 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 7 in the first half, 3 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, big story for Pleasanton as it has been most of the season. They had 18 in the first half and 15 in the second half. Pleasanton, 12 points at halftime, 10 points in the second half, and the Lady Dawgs finish with 22 points, 37 rebounds, 5 of 11 at the free throw line, 1 of 9 from three-point land, 3 blocks, 33 turnovers. Pleasanton falls to 0-6. They'll play in the consolation game tomorrow at 6, and it'll be, again, two teams looking for their first win because coming up, Bertrand taking on Litchfield, both teams looking for their first win. They're going to play in the old gym here at 7:45, and then tomorrow night, Pleasanton will play one of those two ball clubs. And then Pleasanton has to turn around and play Arapahoe at Arapahoe next week, Monday, 1 week from today, in the first round of the Arapahoe tournament. SEM and Hayes Center, the other two teams there. We'll look at the final numbers for Arapahoe right after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, let's look at the final numbers now for the Arapahoe Lady Warriors. 10 players scored tonight. Brittany Brooks, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Amanda Loffrey, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Kayla Polston, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Alyssa Downey, 2 points and a rebound. Michelle Borden was the game's leading scorer tonight with 15 points. She also had 5 rebounds and a block. Danielle Schutz had 4 rebounds. Kaylee Anderson, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Rochelle Wendland, 11 points, and she and Michaela both had 7 rebounds to lead the team. Ashley McCoy, 5 points, 5 rebounds. Michaela Wendland had 4 points to go with the 7 rebounds and 2 blocks. And Caitlin Tenbenzel, 2 points and 4 rebounds. She also had 1 block. For Arapahoe tonight, the one thing that we didn't figure here was our rebound, so let's do that real quick. 11 and 12 is 23, 32, 35, 36, 44. So 16 rebounds in the first half, 28 in the second half. Free throw shooting 4 of 8 in the first half, 8 of 15 in the second half. 3-point shooting 2 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. And turnovers 8 in the first half, 7 in the second half. Arapahoe had 30 points at halftime. They scored 29 of the second half, and the Warriors finished with 59 points, 44 rebounds, 12 out of 23 at the free throw line, 3 of 10 from three-point land, 4 block shots, and 15 turnovers as Arapahoe improves to 6-1 on the season with a 59-22 win over Pleasanton, and they will play in the winner's game tomorrow against either Litchfield or Bertrand, and that game will be at 6 o'clock. And for Arapahoe, they haven't played Bertrand yet. That's the end of the season that they see them, but that's always a good little rivalry if that happens to be how it works out. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them today. They have over 40 styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, sweatshirts for men, women, and children. And right now, Husker apparel in this week before Christmas, 20% off. Carrying brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more. We'll take about a 15-minute break and be back with the boys' game, which will tip off right about 7:40 here tonight between 4-1 Pleasanton and 4-2 Arapahoe. Again, the final in the girls' game, Arapahoe 59 and Pleasanton 22. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. We'll be back with you in just a few minutes here on Classic Hits 98.9.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.